I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Alien invasion.
What was that?
I don't know. It's the end of the world. No.
No, no, no. It's a, I'm an alien. I'm a legal alien. But I still like the noises that you made.
Alien invasion, alien invasion, alien invasion.
Take me to your leader.
You know how they do that?
I don't. I don't understand what that was.
That's a good intro.
I like that. Boom, intro done. Let's go. That intro was out of this world. Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the Neuro Nerds. Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good about that. Welcome to the Neuro Nerds.
Welcome
to the
Neuro Nerds.
That's weird. That's a strange, like, you know what that is? That's like an infomercial energy you just
or
gave
like
me.
An alien.
Not an alien. Definitely infomercial.
I am human.
You're like, sham, wow. It's that kind of energy.
Human music.
Boom, boom, boom. Did you ever notice in Rick and Morty that when it was like, oh, human music, it sounded a lot like Laffy Taffy. Doon, doon, doon.
Wow, I never noticed that before. That's a good observation.
Also, another observation. This is one of my favorite intros ever, that Felice was making these weird noises. And she thinks her alien voice sounds like an alien voice when it sounds like an infomercial / android.
That's about right.
Yeah. So that being said, what's up, Fel?
What's up?
So I got Felice over here with me.
Oh, wow. We got
and that
Stella.
Shake, if you heard that shake, that is my wonder pup. The alien golden retriever, Stella.
Well, it's very hot, and so she won't sit still right now. Yeah. So if you hear tails wagging or heavy panting, that's not Joe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, normally it is, but that's when Felice is like getting out of the shower. So you'll hear the heavy panting coming from me.
Ain't nobody's business.
No. It's not. I'm just sharing. You know, I'm an open book. To the people. So, why was that intro so strange? We're going to be talking about UFOs, aliens, and Eternals.
Ooh.
I'm really excited. That's like, I'm super excited and jazzed about the Eternals. I've been waiting for this like a long time. And I honestly, why I'm waiting for it a long time, I'm like super nerd when it comes to a lot of the stuff. Like a lot of the Marvel, like I already know all this stuff. I don't know a whole hell of a lot about
neither.
The Eternals.
Me neither. Like for me, I always think to myself, I'm like, before I got with you, Joe, how much
I was such a
Marvel
normal person.
Knowledge, not just Marvel, but just overall nerdom knowledge. Like, I've always been a nerd. Like, I grew up watching, you know, X-Men.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You
and Batman, the animated series. I watched all of that. Don't try to take that away from me.
I think
my nerdom.
No, that's cool. I think you glanced at them, not necessarily watched them.
I definitely watched them.
Okay.
Don't try to take that away from me.
Well, okay.
But I did not know all the deep... Like stories and interconnectedness.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't know
all
that.
You're a casual fan.
I was a casual fan, but I definitely know way more than the average person now So I am definitely neuro nerd adjacent, heavy for sure. on the nerd.
For sure. And not like the cool nerd, like the nerd nerd. Like, yeah. Hey, I'm going to crochet and watch Little Women nerd. Like that, like old lady nerd. Like old lady nerd. Yeah. Yeah, like old lady nerd. So you said you watched Batman the Animated Series back in the day. Did you remember the Clock King from back in the day? Or is that something that you fell in love with rewatching it as an adult?
Rewatching it, because I don't quite remember it from when I was little.
So speaking of nerd, anybody who watched Batman the Animated Series, which is just epic. It's one of the greatest animated series of all time. Lisa's favorite villain, where Batman has the best villains role, the best villain rogues gallery ever.
Hold on, my favorite.
No, you do you want to know why I say that? Because you've told me verbatim the Clock King
he's
is my
just
favorite.
Very punctual. It's very
he's very punctual.
I can appreciate that. He's the on Joker, time for his crime.
The Joker, Two-Face,
come on,
Bane.
You gotta pause for that rhyme. And even Ryan, when I said rhyme, he's on time for his crime. Come on.
Do you guys understand when I say nerd, right? Like emphasis on the nerd.
I like alliteration. I like rhymes.
Okay? And here's the thing. Like, you look at me, you're like, oh my God, Joe, you're like the coolest guy I've ever seen. I know, it's crazy. And you're like, but you're a nerd too. I know, it doesn't make any sense. Right? does that sound believable?
Sure.
Okay. On the flip side, you look at Felice and you're like, oh my God, that might be the coolest person I've ever seen in my life. You don't understand how deep the nerdom is with her. You don't understand how old lady this woman is. I don't think I've ever told the story with you here. Early on when we first started dating, some of my friends were like, man, how amazing is it to date like an actual rock star? Because for those of you who don't know, Felice is one of the dopest singers in the world. She's also really hot. She was on the cover of the Killer Sam Sound album. So she's the chick in the bikini. Yeah, I know. Lucky guy. She's also part of the Kanye West Sunday Service Choir. She is just an amazing vocalist. She is the dopest in the world, right? So my friends were like, man, Dana, like, you're dating an actual rock star. Tell me what that's like.
And I was like, talk more about me, Joe. Talk more.
I was like, here is how I describe what nobody sees except for me. I was like, what it's truly like to date a rock star, right? Felice is always the busiest woman. She's like Lauren. She's like the James Brown of everything. She's always busy. So she finally had a day after grinding for so long. She finally had a day of nothing. She had nothing to do, nothing on the calendar. And I was like, Fel, this is your day. Do anything you want, whatever you want. Let's do it. Let's rage. Let's do everything, anything. You name it, we're on it. And she literally looked at me. She kind of nodded. And she's like, you know what? Seems like a Little Women type of day. And all she wanted to do the entire day and what she did is crochet and watch Little Women. That's what it's like dating an actual rock star.
You know, I'm not going to deny that.
This is real life. Now you understand when I said,
self-care,
hey.
Self-care is important, y'all.
True.
Do what makes you feel good.
That's why I say.
Joe's over here trying to self-care shame me.
I'm not trying to self-care shame you. I'm trying to explain to the people how much of a big nerd you are.
Knitting and crochet is the new yoga, so.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this is before.
Sexy women knit.
You know what? You're a sexy woman and you knit, so I agree with that. But I'm saying this. Because now doesn't it make sense when it's like, hey, who's your favorite Batman's villain? And she's like, the Clock King, because he's punctual.
Hey, I'm a Virgo, so those type of things are important to us.
And that makes sense, you know? So we're talking a little bit about aliens and outer space and spaceships and some craziness because the Eternals are coming out. And if you guys should know who the Eternals are, and if not, you will, because I think it's going to be like Marvel's next like really big thing.
When is it coming?
Oh, shit. Soon.
I'll find it out.
Yeah. See, this is where Lauren would be like, oh, let me look this up real quick while Joe just talks shit. So we're talking a little bit about aliens. And I don't know if any of you guys believe in aliens. I hope so.
November 5th, 2021.
Boom. There it is.
But the reason we're talking about it is because the trailers have just been coming out. That's why.
Yeah. And it looks, Angelina Jolie's part of it.
That's
right?
That's crazy.
Kunal Nanjiani, who is like super ripped. Out of nowhere? Like, it's just strange. It looks like somebody photoshopped his head on a muscular body.
The guy from Game of Thrones?
Oh, no. Guys.
Oh, is there multiple?
The Stark kids.
Both of them?
Yeah, Rob and Jon Snow.
Jon Snow's in it?
Yeah, hello. He's Black Knight. He is going to be the dude.
I forgot him in the trailer.
Briefly, he popped up and it's like, oh, shit, it's Jon Snow. I don't think he knows anything.
I just think I got beef with Jon Snow.
Yeah.
He really kind of just let me down at the end of Game of
Well,
Thrones.
You should have listened to the redhead when she was like, you know nothing, Jon Snow.
Yeah, she was right.
Well, that was pretty, it was pretty bad. Okay, really I've done
bad.
Better.
It was
that
really
that
bad.
Was pretty bad. So he's playing Dame Whitman, the Black Knight, and he wields the ebony sword. Now, that might have been the nerdiest thing I've ever uttered. But I'm excited because he's going to be bouncing around in like other movies. He's going to be like in the Avengers at some point. I'm sure he'll be in Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness. Rob Stark plays Icarus. So all the characters are based on Greek mythology, which is kind of a tie-in from our last episode when we spoke to Grace Patient and Mark Smith from the Brain and Spine Foundation. And Grace loves Greek mythology. She even has a tattoo that she hasn't sent over that we got to post to show the people what her Greek mythology tattoo looks like. So he plays Icarus.
Mm-hmm.
And then Angelina Jolie plays Athena?
Are they using the names and they are the same person?
So basically it's kind of like, oh, well, the Greek mythology is based kind of on this person, you know?
So what's interesting is I think that getting back to, because I feel like they're not obviously saying, oh, look, this is the, you know, Marvel's Ancient Aliens, basically. That's what they are.
That's 100% what it is.
They're basically kind of like really going off of that whole, I don't know if y'all ever watched that show, Ancient Aliens. It's a little bit addictive if you get into it on Saturday afternoon.
Everything is aliens.
It's all aliens. But it's like, it makes a lot of sense, though. Like,
it does.
They'll go through history and be like, oh, when they had these pictures on that, you know, cave drawing, it's because those things in the sky, those were alien spacecraft.
You look at
how it looks like, that looks like an actual spacecraft.
Right. That looks like a rocket.
Like they didn't know what an airplane looked like back then. How did they know?
Right. That didn't look like a bird. That looks like an actual ship. That looks like a plane. That looks like a helicopter. Like all these things. So, you know, Paperboy from Atlanta.
Yes.
He's actually playing Hephaestus. So like he's like
him.
The creator.
I just love his whole career trajectory.
He's also Marvel's first openly gay character.
Oh, okay.
Which is like a big deal for the.
Is he an Eternal?
He's an Eternal.
Oh, okay.
He's Hephaestus. Okay. He's kind of like the guy that creates shit.
Okay.
So, cool. You know, like Hephaestus in Greek mythology, like he makes things. That's.
I love him as an actor. He's really. What was he in? He's been in so many things.
He's done a lot recently.
But didn't he already do something for Marvel?
No.
Okay. So this is because Marvel doesn't. They have a rule. Like,
oh, no, not, no, so, not anymore.
They're kind of breaking it, though.
No, they broke that because even in the Eternals, I forget Angelina Jolie's character's name, but not Chloe Zhao, that's the director. Gemma Chan, she played one of the Kree in Captain Marvel. She was one of the Kree, but she was kind of like a background character. And it's just like, oh, this is like this blue chick. And she is actually playing, I believe, Athena?
Or nope, that's Angelina Jolie.
She's playing Athena. Okay, so Gemma Chan. Who's Gemma Chan playing?
I didn't know Millie Bobby Brown is in this.
Is she?
Yeah.
It's a weird noise I made. Stick by
wow,
it.
Wow, she looks like Natalie Portman in this picture. But anyway, Gemma Chan is Cersei.
Okay, so Cersei and Icarus, they have like not a love affair, but like they have a thing through the ages. Mm-hmm. But I think there's going to be some kind of issues there because if you look in the trailers, it shows them throughout the like centuries and she doesn't look very happy. He looks like, hey, Cersei, I love you. And she's like, yeah, you're Mr. Right Now, I guess. That's kind of the face that she's making. So she was in Captain Marvel as one of the Kree. Warriors.
I kind of remember her face under that green makeup.
Yeah.
So
blue.
I mean, blue makeup. But I feel like it doesn't matter. That's not as bad as recasting because you didn't really get to see her face.
Ooh. Also, she might have been a deviant. Not a deviant. She might have been a.
You know, it's called deviant.
Is it a deviant?
No, variant.
Variant. Okay, so I say deviant because of the Eternals. Why are you saying deviants and Eternals? So the Celestial, this is the nerdiest episode, Fel. It is so weird that I'm saying this stuff and not Lauren.
Yeah, you're taking the Lauren role.
So
I'm not as nerdy as Joe.
So you know, you've heard of the Celestials.
Yes.
Okay, so Ego, the living planet, who is played by Kurt Russell, who is the father to Star-Lord, is a Celestial.
Yes.
So he's just like an all-powerful being that's been around from like the beginning of time. Nowhere was that floating head where the Guardians went into. No, that was a Celestial as well. It's just, you know, he's not here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So the Celestials created the Eternals. And they were like, we're going to make life. So they created the Eternals, right? But they also created the Deviants. the Deviants are like the bad version of the Eternals. So like if life didn't work out with the Eternals, they have these Deviants to go destroy life and then they're going to start over. Do you want to know who's a Deviant?
Ooh.
Thanos.
Our Patreon donation spotlight is brain aneurysm survivor Amelia Clark's new nonprofit, SameU.org.
Their mission is to create immediate post-acute rehabilitation for young adults who have suffered a brain injury or stroke. A portion of our Patreon proceeds will go towards this amazing nonprofit.
Sign up to support us at patreon.com/theneuronerds. Hashtag the Neuronerds Give Back.
Oh, is that known?
Yeah.
Or is that we're going to find
that
out?
Think, well, I know, but I think we're going to end up finding out that like, oh yeah, he's part Deviant. He's also part Eternal. Like he's, yeah, it's going to be, all this stuff is going to tie in. So I'm pretty sure we're going to see young Thanos in the Eternals. I'm almost 100% sure because we kind of have to.
So do you think that, well, do you think Thanos will be on Earth in it? Or
no, he's going to be on Titan.
So is this movie going to take place all on Earth or is it going to take place in other galaxies?
I think it's going to start out somewhere and then they just, because, okay, so the Celestials, they try to create life on different places in the galaxy and then they come to Earth and they're like, ah, let's see how this goes. And throughout the time, they kind of like let humans grow and they help them out. The Eternals go down. If you see in the trailer, Angelina Jolie, she puts her hand down and she's like making water.
Oh, it's kind of like the beginning of Alien. Not Alien. What was the?
Yes, I know what you're talking about. Prometheus. Yeah, it's basically it's kind of that. It's a lot of that.
Yeah.
So
I kind of liked. I liked the concept of that movie.
I enjoyed
some of the things. I liked. You know what? I don't care what anybody has to say. Who are Alien?
Stand by it.
I liked Prometheus. Fight me.
This is a big moment. No, I enjoyed Prometheus. I know
the second one was not that good.
The second one was hot trash.
The way it ended was bad.
They
could have done so much better.
How are you going to kill the main heroine who's super amazing off screen?
This is something that Alien. Okay, let's go into. Listen, why would they kill after Alien 2? Sorry, spoiler alert.
If you haven't seen it, what's wrong with you?
It came out in the 80s. You should have seen it by now. But the third movie, who did the third?
Ridley Scott.
No, not Ridley Scott.
The dude that you love.
Fincher.
David Fincher.
Love David Fincher, but David Fincher. Why?
No.
Would you kill somebody off screen?
He had problems with the studio issue.
Okay, let me not.
He wanted his name removed from the project.
Let me retract that. I'm sorry, David Fincher. It's not your fault. The studio really, really messed that up for you. So, isn't that kind of like a pattern in the Alien like mythology world? Like they kill people off screen.
Makes no sense.
For no reason. And I guess it's because an actor or something didn't want to do it.
Right.
Maybe.
How about we plan some shit out, guys?
Like plan it out, like have somebody under contract.
Yeah.
Like what the heck? So they did the same thing. So I'm saying a lot without saying anything. They killed the little girl.
Newt?
And what was the guy from Terminator?
Oh my God,
Michael Reese in Terminator.
It's Kyle Reese. His real name is Michael Biehn.
Wow, I completely combined that. But you know what? I'm proud of my confusion though.
Yeah.
That was good, Michael.
Yeah.
But the guy who played Kyle Reese.
Yeah.
In Terminator was in the second Alien.
Fact check. The actor, Michael Biehn, played Corporal Dwayne Hicks in Aliens, the second installment in the Alien franchise.
And he was a big part of it. And so was the little girl that they saved.
Yeah.
What's her name? Who's the star?
Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver, thank you. And Sigourney Weaver, you know, you thought they were riding off into the sunset. And then here comes Alien 3. And all of a sudden, she's on a prison planet, and the little girl's dead, and Kyle Reese, that's not his name in the movie.
Michael Biehn.
I don't know what his name in the movie was. Michael Bean's character in the movie. He's dead, and it's like, wait, what the heck is going on here?
Michael Biehn was also Johnny Ringo from Tombstone. You're welcome.
Oh, yeah.
You remember?
So we know his name in every other movie except for this.
No, it was a travesty that he was killed off screen along with Newt, because it was like, what about that whole arc, that fight to save them, the victory was hollow. Terrible.
It was so hollow. And so, yeah, I really didn't like that. I didn't appreciate that. And so then they did it again in Prometheus 2. So Prometheus 1, I really enjoyed. Some people didn't like it. Yeah. They didn't think there was enough. What, they didn't think there was enough aliens.
Yeah,
in it.
It wasn't supposed to be an alien movie.
It was explaining the history of Alien.
Yes.
I really like to know details. While some people,
remember when I said earlier she's a nerd?
Some people were upset about all the political espionage and drama in Star Wars, the 90s versions, I don't love them.
Boo!
I don't love them. The action wasn't great. But I did appreciate the history. I like to know why people were doing stuff and what was happening.
All right, so you have Jedis who are the most powerful beings in the world that have like the coolest powers, and you're really curious how the Senate works. Come on!
I appreciate that. So I liked Prometheus for that reason as well. And then they get to Prometheus 2, and they're like, oh, let's awful. Just kill Homegirl who we
off screen. I fell in love with her. About.
And that was the whole point in the first movie. Again, I mean, we put spoiler alert already. Good. Spoiler alert. They just killed her, and the movie starts with, these people are coming. Wait, what, right? Didn't some people go to the land?
Look.
Oh, they're coming. Oh, and then they bump into the android, whatever his name was, David, and then there's two Davids, and they're fighting to get.
It was hot trash.
It was dumb.
My issue is because she was so dope, and I mean, she's the original Girl on Fire.
Not Girl on Fire.
She's the original. Another David Fincher movie.
Oh no, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
She's the original Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and she was so dope. And she had like the hero's journey at the end of the movie.
I mean, she did that.
She could have been like, you know what? I saved myself, and I'm gonna go home. She was like, nah, bitches.
Let's go to the planet and find out why they hate us so much.
You're
and
trying
they
to destroy
humans.
Us. All this stuff that you used, and you're trying to destroy us. I'm gonna bring to your front door. And I was like, I am so excited
Let's
to see
go.
Where this goes.
I thought we were gonna have an Alien 2-esque sort of thing.
Nope.
You know how like Alien 1 was very like psychological thriller.
Alien 1 was basically Terminator.
Yeah,
it was a horror movie.
It was a horror movie, but it was very like psychological,
like a stalker horror.
Yeah,
movie.
Yeah, like. It wasn't very horrific. And then Alien 2 was an all-out
one
action
of
movie.
The greatest action movies, just like Terminator
so that's
2,
what Prometheus,
which is one of the greatest action movies. I thought Prometheus was going to follow
Prometheus
the same
Prometheus was a little more intellectual. And then I thought, because it wasn't a lot of action, although the end was action-packed. And you know what? They gave us the satisfaction of showing us the little xenomorph. Look at that. It's a xenomorph. Right?
It is a xenomorph.
Yeah. Xenomorph. And that was good. But then we get to Prometheus 2, and you think, oh, we're going to have it's going to be xenomorphs all over the place. No. They're all incubating because he's trying to get human DNA to, it was dumb.
He
really, Star Wars, 90s Star Wars, that's-
He really George Lucas did.
George Lucas did. He really Britted that whole situation.
Yeah, he definitely Britted that.
That's a Community, if you like Community.
Yeah, and if you don't like Community, watch Community.
Go watch Community.
You'll like Community. Look, I believe in aliens. I do because I'm not arrogant.
Yeah, we can't be the only people. On
that's like saying, okay.
I mean, on Earth, in the galaxy these galaxies.
As far as like the universe, I think we can all universally say the universe is massive. Like, we don't know is it endless? Is it not? Where does it start? Okay, we don't know. It's big, okay? It's big enough that we don't know where a lot of this shit is, okay? That being said, we're the only ones? We're the only ones, really? That's literally like saying, okay, Felice and I, we live here in California. Right? Oh, and there's some people over in the UK. The UK? No, that doesn't exist.
That's how they used to feel, though, back in the day.
Yeah, for sure.
I say back in the day like it was like 10 years ago. Right. I'm talking about hundreds,
back in the day. It was like a
hundreds,
Wednesday.
Thousands of years ago. people really thought when they thought the world was flat, there's some people who still think.
Flat earthers.
Flat earth. I'm just going to take a pause for that one.
Yeah.
No offense, y'all, but I watched the documentary. I really couldn't get with it. I mean, maybe we are a simulation. If we're a simulation, then yeah.
You know what? Just like in Cypher in The Matrix, if it tastes like chicken, if it smells like chicken, what does it matter if it's really chicken?
But if we're in a simulation, the earth is round. Period.
Well, just like in The Matrix, if we're in a simulation, there is no spoon. There's no earth, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. So do you think those were aliens in there in that movie?
In what movie?
In The Matrix. Like, yes, it was machines that took over, but there had to be some sort of alien. I wonder if they're going to get into that in the new Matrix.
I don't think they'll go aliens. Well, you know what? Maybe. I have no idea what they're going to do. You know, so long as Keanu's in it, I'm in.
Did they already film it?
I think they're filming currently, but I'm not 100% sure.
I can't wait for
that. Hey, I can't wait to watch it at home because it's going to release on HBO Max. Boom!
I know. Is that just the world we live in now, you think?
At least for the foreseeable, at least this year. So all of those releases are going to be simultaneous. And I have no problem with that. Again, I said it. I think it's great seeing a movie that's releasing same day. I get to watch in my drawers and smoking a joint if I feel the need. This is good times.
I do miss, though, big screen for big movies, you Agreed. Know, like The Eternals.
Yeah, but I don't. Bum, bum, bum. I don't miss people, you know? I just don't.
That was just Joe pre-COVID.
Yeah, for
he
sure.
He acts, but this is what's funny. I'm going to put him on blast. Yeah. He acts like he doesn't like people, but Joe likes people so
I like
much.
Cool people. There aren't very many out there.
But that's the thing, though. You attract, your vibe attracts your tribe, and Joe attracts really cool people. And so as much as he says he doesn't like people, he really does.
Hey, my people are cool as fuck. Like, they are. Like, I love my people. I would run through a brick wall for my people, you know? But there aren't a whole lot of cool people out there. There are a lot of lost. There are a lot of caterpillars. Me being a beautiful butterfly soaring through the sky, it's hard for me to connect with caterpillars. Because I'll talk to a caterpillar and I'm like, are you still talking about crawling in the dirt? That's crazy. Because like the sky is beautiful, but you're talking about crawling in the dirt. Cool. I hope one day you choose to fly and soar through this beautiful sky with me instead of just focusing in on how crawling through the dirt is rough. You know what I mean? Like that's what I hope.
So is the caterpillar an alien in this scenario?
I think I would be the alien because I'm like, so I'm evolved and soaring through the sky and with my wings. I saw an alien, not an alien. I saw a UFO.
Where?
I saw a UFO.
I'm asking for
like, you, like I haven't told
I'm
you
doing
this
that
many
to
time.
Move the conversation yeah, yeah. along, but I do. I've heard this story a bunch.
Yeah, of yeah. And it's real. It's not like, oh, Joe, you smoke too much weed. No, it wasn't. I was sober as the day is long. I went to Coachella years ago it was the Coachella you went. Oh my God, you could have seen this.
Let's not talk about this. Okay, let's talk about it.
I feel
like we may have discussed this before on this show.
I'm sure, but not, it's going to be new to me because I have brain injury.
Me and Joe have a point of contention.
you do.
So
I don't.
I went to Coachella. The first time I went to Coachella, I did the whole camping experience. I want to tell y'all.
Horrendous.
I'm not into it. I like camping, but Coachella is in the desert. And so it is very hot when you wake up in the morning. You feel like you're waking up in hell. And then when you go to sleep, it's freezing.
Because so, it's a desert.
Yeah. So I don't really have a lot of fond memories of camping at Coachella. The next time that we went, I definitely did. We stayed in a house because yeah. that's not to be bougie, but it's hot.
It's very hot. It's also, hot. We're adults.
There's nothing worse than waking up sweating, going to take a shower, and then starting to sweat profusely immediately after right. you shower.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. Your reviews help us grow and reach more listeners like you.
Find us by searching for the Neuro Nerds on the Apple Podcast app today.
So anyway, that was my experience with my first Coachella, which was the same Coachella that Joe went to.
Which was amazing for me.
Was that your first
no,
Coachella?
I've been to a few. This was my best one because I literally went for one concert, like one show, and then I turned around and I went home.
So I thought I was really like just up on things because I went and I got, you know, I'll never forget. I got there early on the night that Paul McCartney was performing so that I could, you know, get a good spot to watch him. And I got to see Leonard Cohen first.
That was amazing. That's
first.
When I showed up. I showed up during
yeah,
the middle of his
set. So got
his
to
set.
See Leonard Cohen. I can say I saw Leonard Cohen perform live while he was alive, which is amazing. He was amazing. And then I'm waiting for Paul McCartney. We get a real good spot. We're real close up front. And I'm watching. And at the time, you know, our friend's brother plays with Paul McCartney. So I was watching him going, oh, look, there's my friend's, you know, brother. He's playing with Paul McCartney. That's so dope. This is really cool. Watching, thinking that I'm just like having the time of my life.
World.
I'm real close. I'm so close that I can see Paul McCartney with my eyes and not just look at the big monitors and jumbotrons. And I thought my life was good. Well, meanwhile, Joe was at Coachella with our friend whose brother is in Paul McCartney's band. And so they got to just go in to the VIP and not be touched by anybody because they were in the VIP area.
It was awesome because, you know, like everybody's bunched
this
up at the
front. This was
before
Coachella got really crazy.
Yeah, this was also before I think I met you. I don't know if we had met.
No, we had. I don't know.
We might have like known each
you
other.
We met each
in
other
passing.
Through common friends, and this was yeah. one of the friends.
And so, like, you know how everybody is packed and trying to get to the front, and everybody's just miserable and sad and sweaty and stinky. And we just had security take us like in front. You know, like there's the gap between the stage and the people. And we just like, people were like, wait, who are these people?
You really want to just rub that in.
I honestly just felt like one of the cool kids. And and then they like escorted us to like the VIP section. And we had like chairs. There was no, there was literally in this big giant open area, there was maybe six of us. And my favorite part is I looked out and there's a sea of people. I'm like, wow, this is insane. And it was hot. So what do? They just bring us drinks. Oh, so nice. They were ice cold. They were so kind. Do you need anything else? I'm like, no, I'm good. And if anything, I like ordered extra drinks and I poured it out while staring at people that were panting. Was that too much to do?
That was just extra.
But yeah, we definitely had different experiences at Coachella. So anyways, when we first get to Coachella, it was me and my friends in a car. We park and I remember there was a girl my friend was dating at the time and we were just chilling. We were talking. We get out of the car. Everybody's kind of talking and her and I kind of just hanging out in the back. I look up and like Coachella, we parked a little bit further away because that's like where you park the cars. And it was maybe 100, 200 yards away. So like it was about a football field's length of nothing. And it's just quiet and it's just us walking. And I look up and it's pitch black because we're out in the desert. The only lights are from Coachella, which is about 100 yards away. So I look up and I see something and I see like a light. I know it sounds weird. You see, is that a star? The light moves. I was like, oh, okay. And then it moved again in the opposite direction. Then it moved again in the opposite direction. So it kind of zigzagged a little bit. It went really fast, far away. It stopped, reversed, stopped, and then completely vanished. It just took off. I was taken aback. I was like shocked. I was like, oh my God. I kind of froze and I look over and I see the girl that my friend's dating and she's looking at me like, did you see that? Because I saw that and I'm not sure anybody else saw that. And I asked her, did you see that? She's like, yeah, I saw that. I saw that. What was that? We both saw a UFO. I've never seen a craft move. It wasn't a plane. It wasn't a drone. We didn't even have drones then. This was like, drones weren't a thing.
No, we had drones.
No.
I think we had drones.
I don't think we did.
But look, I don't think it was a drone.
But look at the timing. Drones weren't a thing.
He's trying to make us sound like we're like old.
No. I'm just saying this might have been at the very beginning. There weren't drones. It wasn't a thing. And even today, your most spectacular drone could not move the way this thing moved. It was insane. So I saw a UFO when I was at Coachella.
So my thing is, and I'm just going to get us away from Coachella because it's such a bitter point of
but it felt so good. It was such
contention
a fun time
for me with you. You know what? Sorry, I'm going back there. Yes, we did know each other. You know why?
Why?
Because after I found out that we were there at the same one, I said, why didn't anybody call me? See, we knew each other, but we weren't like homies yet.
Right.
We definitely weren't dating, but we weren't even like, we just were acquaintances. So I wasn't invited. But yeah. I definitely was like, wow.
Yeah, she was like, cool, why wouldn't you guys invite me? Because I totally want a piece of that Joe, right? That's what you're thinking?
Sure.
I'm assuming that's what she was thinking.
But I, you know, I really, I wonder, when did we start to really notice irregularities in the sky?
I don't know.
Like, when did we realize that that's not normal? Like, how did humans start to perceive when something wasn't normal?
Right.
That we should be seeing as a guy. Because everything's about what we are used to. So like airplanes, what we're used to hearing them in the sky and seeing them in the sky. But there was a time when that wasn't normal for people because there was no airplanes.
Yeah.
So I wonder when we realized that movement in the sky like that was unusual. Like, because somebody could have thought back in the day, oh, that's just a star.
Right.
And maybe stars move. We didn't know.
Well, it's shooting stars. You know, I'm sure the first person that saw a shooting star was like, what the hell is that? You know what I was thinking too? How often, and really think about this, anybody that's hearing this right now, think about this. How often do you just look up at the sky? We're always we have our blinders on, we're on our phone, we're looking down, we're looking left, right. We don't necessarily really look up a whole hell of a lot. We just don't. It's fascinating what you'll see. I thought I saw an alien a few years back when we were living at the old house. Mm-hmm. And I remember I came home and I was like, I think I saw something. I was a little bit of a panic. It was SpaceX. It was the thing.
And see, that's that thing. It's one of those things where we weren't used to seeing movement like that.
It looked like an alien.
And so it looked like an alien.
And I have a video of it. I literally took a video of it and I was like, oh, well, I don't understand what this is. It literally looked like space invaders.
Yeah. Yeah. I think our eyes, we can also wonder we have like, you know, ooh, did I really see that?
Yeah.
Because, oh yeah, it was just a plane. But the difference, I think the marked difference is the movement. It's
right.
Like planes don't move vertically.
Yes.
You know?
And that quickly.
And so up and then they also don't move like diagonal and then, towards then the out they, of the.
They just don't vanish like that. They just, it just doesn't work that way, which is really, really wild. Now, anything I see now, you know, I now have a brain injury. I'm like, did I see that? Was that real?
Well, and you know what's also interesting is I think that our pop culture is really shaped by the observations and experiences that people, real life people have had. Because when you look at these movies and there's all these things, you go, did they just invent that story themselves?
Right. Is it coming from somewhere?
How did they get that story? Like, we were talking about aliens. How? Alien and Aliens and then Alien 3. And
all that. Have you ever heard of Fire in the Sky? It was based on, I believe it was a book called Fire in the Sky, and it was a dude that was abducted by aliens, and they made a movie, and it's C. Thomas Howell? Oh, some actor.
Fact check. Fire in the Sky is a 1993 American biopic science fiction mystery film directed by Robert Lieberman and written by Tracy Torme. It is based on Travis Walton's book The Walton Experience, which describes extraterrestrial abduction.
And I saw that movie and I was like, I don't ever want to be abducted because it looks miserable. And the things that he remembered, and a lot of the stuff came out in therapy where they would like put him under like kind of hypnosis. And then it would set off what he was experiencing in the craft. And there was like some unexplainable things that happened when he was like abducted. So did it happen? Was he a little bit crazy? Was he making it up? Was it PTSD? Was he on drugs? Like all these questions happen. You know what I mean? So many people have seen aliens. So many people have been abducted supposedly, right? Every single one of these people, are they all crazy? Are they all on drugs? Are they all wrong? You know what I mean? I don't know.
There's the first, apparently like the first alien abduction case was Barney and Betty Hill's alien abduction, and they tried to say that it was sleep deprivation. That so they always try to come up. Well, not they. Oh, now I sound like
them.
A conspiracy.
Wait,
they,
who's,
them.
Who's they? Them.
I don't. But you see how when you go down this rabbit hole,
yeah,
talking
you go
about
crazy.
Conspiracies, all of a sudden you start going into they them.
Yeah, you know what else? Anderson Cooper drinks the blood of babies to stay young. Boom. Yes. That's a conspiracy, by the
not
way.
Not a fact.
That's like a real conspiracy. People
First
believe
of all,
that.
That's a funny fact because Anderson Cooper just looks, doesn't look like he's super young.
No.
He looks.
But no, but then you find out he's 118 years old.
Wow.
So, I mean, he looks remarkable.
Because
if you think
his
about
family
it like
is, what is his family? The Vanderbilts?
Are they?
Yeah, his family's like the Vanderbilts or the, not the Rockefellers. I think it's the Vanderbilts.
Well, wait, what, you know his real last name, right?
No.
Illuminati.
Dun, dun,
dun,
dun.
Dun.
But yeah, it's, I mean, there's a lot of logical explanations for things that pop up for people when they see, you know, aliens
right.
or they talk about alien abductions.
Right.
It could have been PTSD. There's like a story of a bunch of Korean War GIs who claimed a UFO made them sick.
Right.
But then they said that could have been PTSD.
PTSD, right. Yeah, they're in the war. So obviously they all made that exact same specific story up.
Yeah.
It's just strange.
Yeah, it's interesting. You have to discern what is, our minds are interesting, right?
For sure.
So we make up things to protect ourselves from trauma.
Right.
I think she told the story on here, so I think I can say it. Like that story Bridget had when she was in the hospital.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Where Bridget swears that her when she was in the hospital after she had her stroke, they're like, well, why are you here? And she was like, oh, because my husband hit me over the head with a shovel.
It's like, what?
Wait, what? Because it's so specific.
But that's what her brain created.
And she believed
she
that.
She and her husband are happily married.
Oh, yeah. Chris is, if anything, she abuses the shit out of Chris.
Go listen to that episode. I think she talks about it in that episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Also, if you ever watch Bridget's Insta stories, she has this thing where she does like the Jaws music and then she straightens out her hand and she puts it in between her husband's butt cheeks when he's walking. He does not like it. He does it. And I mean, she thinks it's the funniest thing in the world.
Would? This, your description of that sounds horrific. She goes,
dun-up, 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 dun-up. And then she puts her hands in her palm like, Bridget,
I mean,
stop.
I would not be mad if, she, if her husband turned around and slapped her. but like, not encouraging abuse.
Chris is like the nicest dude. And like, he's always really sweet to her. And Bridget was like, oh yeah, hit me over the head with a shovel. I felt bad for Chris because I know all the nurses, everybody speaks to one another. So when he came in to visit his wife, I'm sure they were looking at him like, yeah, he's the one. He's the one that hit her over the head with a shovel.
I mean, she also made believed up, it though, right?
No, not at all. Because she also made up a story in her head that all of the nurses were conspiring against her with the doctors and Chris to murder her because Chris was secretly having an affair with not one, but all of the nurses. So that's what happens when your brain is bleeding.
That's crazy. So that's it. And so that's where it's like, okay, you want to trust your body and your mind.
Right.
But really, the mind is miraculous in how it protects us.
Oh, yeah.
From trauma like that.
Oh, yeah. Like, you can make up an entire story or it could just shut down. In my case, it shuts down. I go dissociative. I don't even know where I go. I just go someplace. And then Felice is kind of like, what happened? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. She's like, I've been talking to you for like a minute or two and you haven't responded. You look like a zombie. So
maybe you were abducted by aliens.
Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. As a brain injury or a stroke survivor like myself, it's hard for me to get through reading books due to my injury. But with Audible, I can now enjoy as many books as I want just by listening. Before I started using Audible, I was having trouble reading my brain buddy Mimi Hayes' book, I'll Be Okay, It's Just a Hole in My Head. But once it popped up on Audible, I immediately put it on my wish list. Read Mimi's book with us. That's right, the Neuro Nerds are forming a book club. What a great way for our brain injury survivor community to read books together.
And even if you don't want to read the book we're reading, with this free trial, you can select any book of your choice for free. Go to audibletrial.com/theneuronerds.
Boom!
Boom!
Maybe, you know, I was thinking about why would aliens abduct you? Maybe they're trying to figure out more about us, right? Mm-hmm. When we are trying to figure out things about a species, what do?
We
pull it from the wild.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, that would make sense.
I'm just saying. Maybe it's a thing. I also had a theory in my head that aliens are future us.
That could be the case,
like,
too.
Evolved beings, like light years.
That came back in time.
Yeah. And they're checking out. Like, maybe they did some weird shit and they're like, hey, well, how do we fix this?
Yeah, that could be the case.
Yeah, I just made that movie. You're welcome.
I mean, so that's where you go, okay, it's hard to separate when you hear the quote crazy stories of somebody who's like, oh yeah, yeah. I was abducted by aliens. And like, remember in Independence Day, the dad yes. who, that actor is a little crazy anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
What's his name? He's a Quaid, right?
He's a Quaid. Yeah, Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid. No offense, Randy Quaid. But
no,
Randy
no,
Quaid's
offense.
Little,
that dude's batshit crazy.
Randy Quaid's a little wild. And he played a wild character in that movie. And it was funny because he had been saying for a long time that he had been abducted. He'd been abducted. That's why he was kooky. That's why he couldn't get a job. That's why he had PTSD. That's why his kids, you know, he was living in a trailer and could barely take care of his kids. That was all the reasons. And everybody had always thought he was crazy.
Yeah.
And then aliens came and it was like, oh
yeah, right. Oh,
and everybody believed him and they allowed him to fight in the war against the aliens. Right. And he was justified. He was justified. And didn't they bring him back in the second one?
I have no idea. That was hot.
I
trash.
Don't know. What, that's another example of just like
Will Smith off screen. Come on.
Again, what is this with killing? This is an alien movie thing.
Yeah.
They just kill good characters that made the movie what it is.
Yeah. Do you want to know who's making these decisions?
Like, how do you do Independence? I love Jeff Goldblum so much, but he is not able. He cannot carry.
You want to know who's making these decisions to kill people off screen?
Who?
Aliens.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. But yeah. So I mean, it's interesting. Yeah. We characterize people who. A lot, most of the time, people who say, oh, I had an alien abduction in this.
Right. You look at them like they're insane.
But, you know, if there's when the aliens come down, when the shit hits the fan. Sorry, I don't mean to make fun of doomsday preppers.
I 100% mean to make
especially
fun of
especially after we've been going through a pandemic. However, because you know what's funny? There's nothing funny about the pandemic. However, the toilet paper shortage was
ridiculous.
Like, I literally was thinking to myself, oh, my God. The people who were doomsday preppers who have a bunch of toilet paper just hauled up in their house because they've been prepping for this day, they're doing just fine right now.
Yeah, he's like, he who has all the toilet paper rules the world.
Yeah, our new currency is toilet paper.
It's so weird. The amount of toilet paper people bought, I'm just thinking, how many assholes do you guys have? Jeez. And also, some of the people that did like some dumb shit, people were like cutting up t-shirts and using it as toilet paper. I'm like, you have nothing else?
Yeah, that's bad.
So weird. So weird.
That's so bad.
Maybe those people are aliens. You ever think about that? What if they're lizard people? Boom.
Well, like in Men in Black, another Will Smith was a little bit of an alien movie darling in the 90s.
Yeah, Bad Boys.
That wasn't an alien movie.
That was an alien movie?
Was Bad Boys an alien movie?
I thought it was.
What are we talking about? Are you okay? He's fucking with me over here.
Did you see Wild Wild West as an alien?
That was though, wasn't it? Wait, didn't they have aliens? Oh, I'm thinking of what was it called? Cowboys and Aliens? Was it with Daniel Craig?
And then he did that like kind of docu movie about the boxers who was an alien. Ali?
That's
an alien movie, wasn't it?
All right. So anyway, in Men in Black.
You know, he started out on TV doing that alien TV show.
This is going on.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. But Bel-Air wasn't on Earth.
In Men in Black, when they said that there were celebrities who were aliens, I thought that was really...
That's right. That was funny.
I feel like that was maybe one of the first movies where they like poked fun at that.
Right.
You know, because
it's a wonder they killed Will Smith off screen in Independence Day 2. He was getting too close.
But Will Smith stayed in for all of... I really liked Men in Black 3.
It was good.
I think it was really good. I think Men in Black 2 was weak.
It was awful.
But Men in Black 3 was really strong, the way they brought that around.
Yeah, and Josh Brolin was a great
Tommy Lee Jones. A great young Tommy Lee Jones. Really, really like that.
He's so good. He's Thanos, you know? Mm-hmm. Everything in this world should be balanced.
Yep. And his dad said my hair was cool.
Yeah, his dad did not say that about me because I'm bald.
No, there was nothing for him to say about your hair.
No, he didn't compliment my chest hair.
I was getting my hair done at the same salon.
Yeah, it'd be really weird if there's a randomly really random on the street.
Yeah, he was like, no, I was getting it done. It was a bright color. I was like, thank you, Thanos' dad.
we live in California. Yeah, as opposed to...
Thank you, Mr. Barbara Streisand.
Yeah. As opposed to James Brolin, the actor who's done a bunch of stuff yourself.
I know.
Not him.
Oh, he was the original... what's that show on HBO?
Oh, that one?
The show.
Which one?
The show about the machines and...
Oh, wait. Was he in Westworld?
He was the original Westworld.
No.
He was the original Westworld.
No, he wasn't.
Fact check.
What, like the robot guy? Was that Yul Brynner?
No, that was Yul Brynner, but James Brolin was also... He? Yes.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Barbara Streisand.
I know him as Mr. Barbara Streisand and Thanos' pops. You guys should totally live in California because you run into random people all over the place. Like, it's the strangest thing. Like, we went to go to Whole Foods and it's like, oh, there's Fred Armisen. That's strange. Oh, there's the doctor from ER. That's weird.
James Brolin was John Blaine in Westworld.
I did not know Yul that.
Brynner was the gunslinger.
Yeah. That's who, you know, that's my character.
Yeah.
Because he's like, you know,
yeah,
badass. And he's bald. Yeah. So obviously... Him and I, exact same person.
You know, it would have been cool if they had put James Brolin in the new Westworld as
who knows? It's still going.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's going to be another season.
I feel like it's over the way they ended the last season. They could just not do anymore, but we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I enjoyed the hell out of that, you know? So if you guys see an alien, make sure you try to document it as best you can, because those of us with brain injuries, they might not believe us. response is going to be like,
well, they'll always try to find they. See, look, I'm still in that. If you start talking about aliens and you start sounding like a conspiracy theorist, but they will try to say, blame it on your brain injury or blame it on
and
your
like,
whatever.
Were you vaccinated? You're magnetic now. That's how they're going to suck you up into their spaceships.
Oh, my gosh.
Conspiracy. Okay. Yeah. I don't even know if this is recording because of the magneticism that's bouncing off of my body.
Don't give me a heart attack. It's definitely recording.
Yeah. No issues there. So yeah. And also, if you guys like aliens, watch alien movies. Watch Alien.
Ooh. I almost forgot to mention.
I thought you had to pee. That was a really weird.
Because you know how much I like Psych.
Oh,
they had an alien episode.
They did.
And that was one where the person... spoiler alert, was being fed some drugs or something. Like, they were drugging him to make him hallucinate.
Yeah.
So that further gets to the whole thing of like...
Which also reminded me of Hounds of Baskerville.
Oh, yeah. That right? was a drugging thing,
too. It was
too.
A drug thing, yeah. too. Yeah. See, so yeah. this is what we're saying. Aliens come down and drug us. Right?
Is that what we're saying?
I'm assuming that's what they do.
Oh, okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. And if aliens, if you guys are listening, if you guys are going to come down, my favorite drug, weed. I like, mean, let's make it happen. Let's go.
How do we know we're not drugged right now?
How do we know
we're here? How do we know
here?
We're not in a simulation
right.
of a simulation? Of a simulation.
Oh.
Oh my gosh! Like on Rick and Morty.
Yes.
When he was that was really good. Rick and Morty will blow your mind.
Out.
I'm so glad that the showrunner of Loki is wait right the showrunner yeah, of Loki.
One of the showrunners, one of the writers from Rick and Morty is helping do Loki, the Multiverse of Madness, and Quantumania,
yes.
which is going to be great because Rick and Morty is brilliant. Everybody should watch it. I'm actually staring eye to eye at a Rick Funko Pop. That Felice has here in the studio.
Tiny Rick.
Tiny Rick. If you don't know what that is, you guys should know what that is.
If you don't know what that
episode.
Is, you should binge watch Rick and Morty.
Brilliant.
It really, it may, you know, it builds though.
Yeah.
I will say the first
she hated
couple
the first episode.
But now when I go back to it, I love it because I know where it's going.
Yeah.
It's not that it's bad. It's just in the first couple episodes, they really made Rick really,
burpy.
Really burpy.
Yeah.
And drooly, and it was a lot in the animation. But then they realized that was a bit much, and yeah. they reeled it back.
It's a very smart comment,
and that's why that writer is working on all these different multiverse type of time travel,
fixing the timelines in Marvel
because it's a lot, and they deal with that a lot on Rick and Morty. So speaking of aliens. That show has a lot of aliens and multiverse things going on.
Oh yeah,
but the simulation
is brilliant.
Oh man, I'm not even going to go into detail what that means.
I think we're going to be rewatching some Rick and Morty. So you guys out there, definitely keep your eyes off your phone and in the sky every once in a while. You never know what you're going to see.
Just look up at the sky because it's beautiful.
It is.
And you know, I think that...
We live in California. You know, as soon as that layer of haze and smog disappears, we can see grayish sky. It's nice.
And there's something so beautiful about looking up at the sky and knowing that, wow, I'm... Like, all the things that you think are really big and heavy in your life, it's so little when you look out into the sky and the universe and you go, wow.
There's a bigger picture out there.
The universe is so big. And it's not meant to make you feel, like, small. It's meant to just know that nothing serious is going on here. Just calm down.
It'll help give you some perspective. Yeah. You know, we are grains of sand in this giant beach called life.
Oh,
you know?
Wow, that was
right.
I like that.
Yeah, okay. Kind of killing it right now. That's how we close out alien shows.
So just flow with the current of the ocean. Flow the tide.
Yeah.
Flow with the tide.
Yeah,
flow with the tide,
and keep your fingers crossed that you don't get probed. I mean, I think that's all we can do in life, right?
And on that note,
if you want to reach out to Felice for being an amazing fill-in co-host, you can reach out to her too at Felice Lazae on Instagram, FelicelaZae.
Oh, good. You didn't make me spell it
this time.
Even though it's in the show notes and I say it every time.
People, again.
It's okay.
People got stuff to do. You know, they don't want to be searching through stuff. I'm trying to help as best I can. You know what I mean?
Appreciate it, Jeff.
Yeah. Hey, our time is important. This simulation, we don't want to waste any more time in the simulation, you know? You guys can also reach out to Lauren at Lauren L. Manzano on Instagram.
Who will be back soon.
Oh, I missed that tiny little ass kicker. You can reach out to me at Joe Soul Rocks on all the socials. You can reach out to us, the Neuro Nerds.
Everywhere!
Oh, nailed it. And on that alien, we might be here. We might not be.
Is this a simulation? Is this real?
Is it not?
Is this a podcast?
If it sounds like a podcast and it feels like a podcast, what does it matter if it's a simulation?
That's good. That was a Matrix cut.
That was a Matrix moment. It. And on that, there is no spoon note. This Neuro Nerd and this Neuro Nerd adjacent are out. There is no mic. No, there is. It's right here. I can see it.
I'm getting good at these synchronized.
The outs?
Neuro nerdisms.
Neuro nerds.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.